Dayton, Ohio is a historic scene for UAlbany's first ever Division I NCAA victory. The 71-64 win over Mount St. Mary's will send them to Orlando to see number one Florida in the second round of the tournament on Thursday at 4:10 p.m. on TBS. North Carolina State also saw a 74-59 win last night over Xavier. In the CBI tournament, Siena saw a 66-55 victory over Stony Brook in the first round. Also, Vermont will see a game with Georgia in the NIT tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPNU. In the NBA, Atlanta beat Toronto in overtime, 118-113. Miami defeated Cleveland, 196. Portland bested Milwaukee in overtime, 120-115. It was Sacramento over Washington in overtime, 117-111. Golden State edged Orlando, 103-89. The New York Knicks announced new president Phil Jackson during a press conference yesterday. The former New York Knicks player and Hall of Fame coach said he already has plans for the team, indicating that star forward Carmelo Anthony is to be part of them. In the NHL, Boston topped New Jersey 4-2. The New York Rangers outshot Ottawa 8-4. Minnesota blanketed the New York Islanders 6-0. Carolina slid past Columbus 3-1. Pittsburgh trumped Dallas 5-1. It was Montreal over Colorado, 6-3. Detroit saw a victory over Toronto, 3-2. Calgary defeated Buffalo, 3-1. Edmonton bested Nashville, 5-1. Washington beat Anaheim, 3-2. Florida trumped San Jose, 3-2. In baseball spring training, the New York Yankees defeated Boston, 8-1. Detroit blew out Toronto, 18-4. The New York Mets topped Detroit, 5-4. Oakland beat the Chicago White Sox, 16-6. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.